You can follow Jesus and still feel alone. You can attend church, watch teachings online, read your Bible, and pray regularly, yet still quietly feel disconnected from other believers. Many Christians experience this, but they do not always talk about it. Over time, isolation can begin to feel normal. Some people even assume that following Jesus is supposed to be a mostly private journey, but Scripture tells a very different story.
Yeah, from the beginning of the Bible to the end, faith is never shown as something meant to be lived in isolation. God never designed faith to be practiced alone. He designed his people to walk with him together in relationship with one another.
Amen.
Christian community is not an optional add-on to faith. It is not something reserved for extroverts or for people with more time. Christian community is part of how God strengthens, shapes, and sustains his people.
Today we are going to talk about why Christian community is essential, not optional, and why our faith grows stronger when we live it out together.
Welcome to Cell Life Church TV. We are glad you're joining us today. And we're continuing our February teaching series called Built Together, Why the Church Still Matters. In this series, we're looking at what the Bible teaches about the church, not just as a building or a weekly gathering, but as a people God is forming and growing together. If you're new here, or if these teachings are helping you grow in your faith, we invite you to subscribe to Cell Life Church TV and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. New teachings are released each week, and we would love to continue walking with you as you follow Jesus.
Last week, we talked about the church as the body of Christ and why every believer matters. This week, we are building on that foundation by asking an important question. Why is Christian community so essential to our faith? Our primary scripture today is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. We are going to reference that passage throughout the teaching as we look at what God says about encouragement, connection, and life together.
Amen. So Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, it calls believers to consider how to spur one another on toward love and good deeds, to continue meeting together, and to encourage one another. That language assumes something important. It assumes believers are connected. It assumes believers are paying attention to one another's spiritual lives. Faith was never meant to grow in isolation. Left alone, even sincere believers can drift. We can lose perspective. We can grow discouraged. We can quietly stop moving forward in faith. God often strengthens his people through his people. Encouragement from another believer can lift a burden that prayer alone felt heavy to carry. A conversation with someone who loves Jesus can restore hope when discouragement has taken hold. Sometimes the way God answers a prayer is by placing the right person in our path at the right moment. This is why Scripture emphasizes gathering together. It's not about attendance or obligation. It is about spiritual health. Encouragement strengthens faith, and encouragement happens best in community.
Last week, we talked about how we are all individual parts of one body, the body of Christ. Romans 12, verses 4 and 5 says this again. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Romans 12, 4 and 5 reminds us that believers are many parts of one body and that we belong to one another. Yeah. That means your faith affects others, and their faith affects you. God designed it that way on purpose. Christian community strengthens faith by reminding us of truth, by helping us stay anchored in Christ, and by walking with us through seasons when belief feels difficult. That is one reason Christian community is essential. One of the ways this plays out in real life is when faith feels fragile instead of strong.
There are seasons when belief comes easily, and there are seasons when it does not. Yeah. There are moments when prayer feels natural, and moments when it feels forced. In those times, isolation tends to make doubt louder. Questions grow unchecked, and discouragement settles in quietly. Christian community interrupts that process. Sometimes strengthening faith looks like someone reminding you of truth you already know but cannot seem to hold on to in the moment. Sometimes it looks like a believer praying for you when you are too tired or discouraged to pray for yourself. Sometimes it is simply someone listening without trying to fix everything. God uses those moments to stabilize faith.
This is also why encouragement is not optional in the church. Encouragement is not about flattering words or surface positivity. It is about pointing one another back to what is true. It is about reminding one another that God is faithful even when circumstances are difficult. When believers walk together, faith does not rest on one person's strength alone. It is shared. It is reinforced. It is supported. Christian community strengthens faith because it keeps us from carrying spiritual weight alone.
Amen. Christian community does more than support us when life is hard. It also shapes our character.
Yes.
Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." That image is honest. Sharpening does not happen at a distance. It happens through contact. It happens through relationship. And sometimes it involves friction. God uses relationships to form humility, patience, forgiveness, and compassion in us. He uses community to help us see blind spots we cannot see on our own. He uses community to mature our faith in ways that personal study alone cannot accomplish. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12 reminds us that two are better than one, and when one falls, another can help them up, and that a cord of three strands is not easily broken. That wisdom applies deeply to faith.
It is one thing to talk about patience, forgiveness, humility, and love. It is another thing to practice those qualities with real people. Community is where faith moves from theory to reality. In community, we learn how to forgive when someone disappoints us. We learn how to extend grace when people fall short. We learn how to listen instead of reacting. We learn how to love when it costs us something. Those lessons rarely happen in isolation. God often uses relationships to expose areas of growth in our lives. Sometimes he uses encouragement. Sometimes he uses challenges. Sometimes he uses correction. But always, his goal is maturity.
Yeah. Christian community does not shape us by making life easier. It shapes us by making faith deeper. This is why walking away from community can slow spiritual growth. When we remove ourselves from relationships, we also remove many of the opportunities God uses to refine our character. Community is not comfortable all the time, but it is fruitful. And over time, it produces strength, maturity, and spiritual depth that cannot be developed alone.
Amen.
There are times when believers stumble. We all do. There are times when faith feels fragile. There are moments when temptation is strong or discouragement feels overwhelming. Community is one of the ways God provides strength and protection. Now, this does not mean community is always easy. People are imperfect. Churches can be messy. Relationships can be difficult. Past hurt can make trust hard. But the answer to broken community is not isolation. The answer is healing and healthy community. God shapes us through relationships. He uses them to refine us, to strengthen us, and to teach us how to love as He loves.
Amen.
That is why Christian community is essential. It forms us into what God is calling us to become.
Let us pause here and ask you a question we would love you to answer in the comments. Who has God used in your life to encourage or strengthen your faith when you needed it most? It might have been a pastor, a friend, a spouse, a mentor, or a fellow believer. Your answer may encourage someone else who is watching today. Christian community matters because it shows the world that faith looks like an action. People do not encounter Jesus only through sermons or scripture readings. Very often, they encounter him through how believers treat one another, through kindness and patience, generosity and care. When believers support one another in difficult seasons, it reflects the heart of Christ. When they forgive, serve and walk together through hardship, faith becomes visible in ways words alone cannot accomplish. This is one reason community matters beyond the church itself. It is part of our witness.
A connected church communicates something powerful. It shows that faith is not just something we believe privately, but something that shapes how we live publicly.
Amen.
It shows that hope is not theoretical, but lived out in real relationships. Mm-hmm. Christian community does not exist for its own sake. It exists to reflect the love of Christ to a watching world. When the church lives connected, caring lives, people see a picture of the gospel of Jesus Christ lived out. Mm-hmm. Faith was never meant to exist only in our thoughts or beliefs. It was meant to be lived out in real relationships, in everyday life, where people can see it expressed through love, care, and compassion. When believers walk together in community, faith becomes something others can observe. It moves from being something we talk about to something we live.
We see this clearly in the early church. Acts chapter 2, 42 through 47, scripture describes believers devoting themselves to teaching, fellowship, prayer, and caring for one another. They shared life together. They met needs. They worshiped together. Their faith was visible in how they treated one another. This was not a perfect church, but it was a connected church. Their faith was not hidden or private. It was lived out in community, and because of that, it had an impact on the people around them. Others could see the difference Christ was making in their lives.
And this is one reason Christian community matters beyond the church itself. People often encounter Jesus not first through a sermon or a Bible verse, but through the way believers love one another. Mm-hmm. Through kindness shown in difficult moments. Through support given in hard seasons, and through forgiveness offered when it would be easier to walk away. Christian community becomes part of our witness. When believers care for one another, serve together, and walk through life side by side, the love of Christ becomes visible in practical ways. Faith is no longer just something we claim, it is something we demonstrate.
God designed the church to be a place where faith is practiced, not just discussed. A place where burdens are shared and not hidden. A place where encouragement is normal, not rare. A place where people are seen, valued, and supported. Christian community makes the gospel visible in everyday life. And that is why Christian community is essential, not only for our growth, but for the witness of the church as a whole.
Take a moment to reflect. Have you been trying to live out your faith alone? Have you pulled back from Christian community because of disappointment or busyness? Have you convinced yourself that you don't need other believers or that no one would notice if you were missing? God may be inviting you to take a step forward, connection again.
This week, take one intentional step toward Christian community. Reach out to one believer. Have a conversation, pray together, and encourage one another. Small steps matter. God often uses acts of connection to produce lasting growth. If you are not currently connected to a church, cell site, or a Christian community, this week can be a starting point.
Christian community is not optional. It is essential. God uses it to strengthen your faith. God uses it to shape our character. And God uses it to make faith visible to the world. You are not meant to follow Jesus alone. You are meant to walk in faith together.
Next week, we will continue this series on bearing one another's burdens. We will talk about what it means to walk alongside one another through hardship, grief, and struggle. We will look at how Christian community provides support in seasons when life feels heavy and how God uses the church to carry one another with compassion and grace. If you have ever felt overwhelmed or alone in a difficult season, next week's teaching is especially for you.
Thank you for being here. As you continue your walk with Jesus, we invite you to watch one of the videos on your screen. And if this encouraged you, please share it so others may find hope as well.